Part 8 of Legendland by Varius. As you're told by Lioness, recorded for LibriVox.org by Arctura. Saint David and his mother. Saint David, everybody knows, is the patron saint of Wales. But few know the unique little village city, the smallest cathedral city in the United Kingdom, Saint David's, in the far southwest of Wales. And fewer still, the story of the holy David himself. This story really begins with St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. As the old legends tell, St. Patrick sailed on his mission to Ireland from the neighborhood of present St. David's, and he liked the look of the country so well that many years afterwards he established there a sort of missionary college known as Tai Gwyn, or the White House, and here on the slopes of Carn Liddy, some of the earliest of the old Celtic holy men and women were educated. Among them, some 1,500 years ago, was a Welsh princess named Non, daughter of Snorre of Caergoch, a powerful chieftain of the district. Non was as pious as she was beautiful. There were few maidens in the land who could compare with her. But on what seemed to be an evil day, although it became really for Wales a very lucky one, a barbarous chieftain from the north, called Samson of Ceredig, espied the rapturous Non picking flowers on a lonely part of the hillside. In the manner of those boisterous times, he decided to carry her off and make her his wife. And so, despite her struggles, the unfortunate Non was kidnapped. After some while, she managed to escape from her fierce captor and returned to live in a little cottage on the cliffs just south of St. David's, where subsequently a son was born to her. At the time of his birth, they say Non clutched at a stone in the wall of her cottage room, and the marks of her fingers remained on it forever. The stone was seen by many people for years afterwards, and was eventually placed over her tomb. The little son grew up and was baptized David by a kinsman of Non's, one Saint Alba. Like his mother, he was sent to the Tai Gwyn, to school, and he became a very pious youth. Then he was sent away to the holy Saint Ilte to be trained as a priest. His grandfather, Snorre, was by no means a holy man. Growing remorseful in his old age, was so much impressed by David's piety, for the good of his soul he made over to him all his lands, and in this estate David founded a sanctuary for men of all tribes and nationalities. And to mark the privileged ground, he caused a deep trench to be dug, and traces of this trench you may find today known as the Monk's Dyke. Here in his sanctuary the holy David lived his pious, peaceful life for many years, converting the heathen and performing miracles. And when at last he died, his sorrowing companions built over his grave a great church to his memory, which years afterwards, when David had become recognized as a saint, was replaced by the wonderful old building which stands there now, St. David's Cathedral. The remains of Non's old cottage on the cliff, which the monks afterward turned into a chapel, may still be seen, and because of her holy life she also became a saint. Near to the ruined chapel you will find, too, St. Non's Well, or St. Nun's Well as it is sometimes called, from which the holy woman drew her water when she lived her lonely life at the time of St. David's birth. Quaint little St. David's lies far from a railway station, but a road motor service will take you there in 2 hours across the magnificent country from Haverford West in Pembrokeshire, or you may approach it along a wild, hilly road from Fishguard. St. David's is unique. It is literally both village and city, situated right by the coast of picturesque St. Bride's Bay on one side and White Sand Bay on the other. It occupies a position of peculiar beauty. Good bathing, fishing, and shooting abound. There is a golf course, and, chief of its attractions, the glorious Norman architecture of its jewel-like cathedral, its ancient monastic ruins, its old cross, and all other relics of the careful work of the old ecclesiastical builders in the faraway days. End of St. David and his mother. This recording is in the public domain.